Good morning. This is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. At Right Choice Services, we develop individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them they have always wanted to write. I'm your host, Tim Morrison. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as a part of their work. My co-host and producer for Right Here, Right Now over the past few months has been Kevin Finn, but not today. Producer is actually Sandy Weaver Carmen, and my co-host is Vanessa Lowry, who has been the permanent guest host on Right Here, Right Now. Good morning, Sandy and Vanessa.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Yes, fun.
How fun to be here in the studio with the two of you today.
Yeah, it's always good to be with you folks and on air and all that good stuff.
I know. We've got some cool things to talk about.
Yes, we do. I think so. Well, today's broadcast is the last Right Here, Right Now broadcast for a while. The show's going into hiatus as we focus on a new adventure that builds upon all of the interviews we've done on Right Here, Right Now. Sandy, Vanessa, and I are excited to talk about a joint venture we are undertaking, and we're calling it the Right Now Academy. Now, we don't usually give our credentials, but we're given credentials today. Vanessa combines graphic design, layout, and marketing in her Connect for Leverage work. And she and I have co-authored one book, and we're working on a second, and Vanessa has led collaborative book adventures and resulting in four different books. And Sandy Weaver Carmen's company is the Voice Work On Demand, and she partners with writers, speakers, trainers, and coaches taking work they've already done to create a revenue river. What I really like is the book that Sandy has written called The Original MBA, Succeed in Business Using Mom's Best Advice. I like that.
Thank you. It's a little different twist on MBA.
And you've published an ebook, Create a Revenue River. So those are the players today, and we're going to talk about Right Now Academy, and I'm going to defer to Vanessa.
Although, Tim, you introduced both Sandy and I with our credentials. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about your credentials?
That's so right,
that
they have some.
Get the trifecta effect. The trifecta effect.
I like that. That's good. That sounds like a book title.
That's right. So, Tim,
too.
Tell us a little bit about your what brings you to writing and what brings your credentials to the Right Now Academy.
I appreciate that. Well, I'm the owner of Right Choice Services. There's so many rights going on, I had to stop and think which one we're doing. And Right Choice Services does sponsor this show, and we do help people write books. And I've been the owner of it for 7-8 years. I've been affiliated with it for about 10 years. In addition to that, I've written 6 books of my own, plus co-authoring books with you, we're on radio. They can't see me waving. That would be with Vanessa. And she and I have just been into a lot of writing projects together. And I just love what I'm doing, helping people find that way to write the book that they've always wanted to write.
So, Tim, what was your inspiration behind Right Now Academy?
The first thought that comes to my mind is money. And that has to be, we always talk about how can we use the stuff that we have. And that was the first thing, was there's got to be a way to use all the shows that we've done on Right Here, Right Now. But I also wanted to create some kind of a writing school. And I thought, based upon what I do with Right Choice Services and then all the interviews that we've done, and I happened to run that data this morning, we've done, after today, 101 weekly shows.
Wow.
And we have interviewed about 250 different individuals. And out of that, we've created, all those shows are taped, they're on MP3, and I think they present the core of a curriculum that can help people learn to write.
Well, and I think, your comment about that your first thought was to make money. I think that there's a value in the exchange of energy between people. I think they put more value on something that they do in exchange for. And sometimes it's money and sometimes it's something that they bring to the table, like being part of a community. And sometimes it's, comments that they add to a collaboration. So I think that Right Now Academy, part of that model that we're currently developing is going to be encouraging that exchange between people.
I would agree. And I think it was one of the, you two ladies that actually came up with the name, because I didn't have, I'm not good at naming. I just, we were sitting there talking and I presented the concept and one of you said Right Now Academy. And I said, I like that.
I think that was Sandy. I think that was Sandy's idea.
I think there might have been some of Panera Bread's really good coffee involved.
It could have been. It could have been. Well, Tim, how did you decide to bring Sandy and I into the mix once you had this brainstorm?
When I've gone online and looked at other writing companies online or programs like that, they each present how to write a book, but then they will recommend, you know, here are five or six different graphic design people, three or four layout and cover design, and, you know, here's what you do if you want to create some other kinds of income streams, information products. And that's good because it gives people the opportunity. But I thought, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have one size fits all, one-stop shopping kind of thing? I've known Sandy through NSA Georgia, and she's been on our show a couple of times, and I know her work. She has a passion for what she wants to do, and she has that whole concept of making the audiobooks. And when you talk about an audiobook, you've got a CD, and that's, you know, that's a tool that we can provide for people. And you, of course, Vanessa, have done the layout and design for my last three books, and I know the quality of work that you do, and I thought, this is perfect. They come to us, I help them write. Vanessa does the layout and cover design and even a touch of marketing, because that's part of your strength. And Sandy, you've got some real strengths in marketing as well, and you've got the audio piece, and you can help people find other ways to create revenue streams with their books.
Absolutely. If you're going to write a book, you may as well get as much out of it as you possibly can. And there's a ton of ways that you can take one book and get three, four, five different revenue streams out of it. And that's what I call making a revenue river. You don't want just one revenue stream. I like to think bigger. We're going to do revenue rivers around here.
Well, and I love that, Sandy. And I know that all three of us have had a lot of conversations about how do you leverage content that you create and then make it into multiple pieces that you can create revenue from, as well as use to market the products that you've created. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's part of what I know that we're all looking at with the Right Now Academy, is to teach people how to do that,
right?
You know, how to create something once and then get multiple benefits from it, both from a marketing standpoint and from a financial standpoint.
Well, let me throw out a challenge to you two people. You asked me, how did I come up with this? What motivated you to say yes to me?
Sandy, why don't you go
Do
ahead.
I need to leave the studio?
No, not at all.
No, you're fine. Well, Tim, as you said, we've known each other through NSA Georgia for a while, and I know that your work, the quality of your work, is incredible. And you're just a very honest and warm and open human being. And somebody that, when you approached me and said, here's this idea, what do you think of it? I thought it was a great idea. Okay. And I thought you were just looking for feedback. I didn't know that you were looking for buy-in. Mm-hmm. But I was so flattered that you asked me, because
you
are a very dynamic person. And I think it's great synergy. And Vanessa, you and I, Vanessa did the work on my books for me, and she's just wonderful to work with. Vanessa, I love working with you. So anything that involves Vanessa, I'm in.
Well, that's wonderful.
I'm easy.
Thank you. Well, and you know, even the name of my company is Connect for Leverage. And mm-hmm. So I'm all about collaborations and finding the right people to collaborate with to bring multiple strengths to the table. I think that we're so much better when we work as teams, and everybody can do the things that they're really good at and make a really stronger impact than you could just by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a talk yesterday, and it was one of the things that I said in my talk was a quote that says, you can whistle a tune, but you can't whistle a symphony. So if you're going to do something bigger, you have to have a team. And the talk that I did yesterday was about improv to improve your business. And I took some improv workshops a couple of years ago and did a collaborative book on that topic. And I'm always amazed at how those concepts of improv translate over to business. And one of the things that they translate to are the things that you look for in building a team. So trust is one of the principles of improv. And I trust both of you. I've done enough work with you, and I've seen the way that you operate your businesses. And so I know that your integrity is so high, and you've got such a high level of character, that I am completely comfortable, you know, throwing my hat into the ring with you to create this new this new venture. And then another principle of improv is make everyone look good, you know, make the other person look good. So I know that all of you are going to make me look good. And my intent is to make you look good. And we're all going to make our clients and the people that come to our online academy look good. So I think that that's a beautiful thing.
I appreciate that last comment in the sense of making our clients look good. Because Vanessa, when you've done my cover designs, you've made me look better than I ever dreamed that I would look.
Beautiful work.
Yeah, she does. In fact, yes, 2 days ago, I was talking with my own writing coach, and she commented on the cover that you'd created for the Writing Tips book, the Your Unique Business Card. And then I scanned the cover that you created for S.A. Escobedo's book, Stop Doing That, or Don't Do, no, it's Stop Doing That. And she wrote back and said, this is utterly amazing. So we already have a convert out in California on what we're trying to do here. What I'd like to challenge each of you with now, and I'll go first, is, you know, we've talked about what's different about us. And I believe it was one of our meetings, Sandy, that you said, let's come up with our features, benefits, and advantages. And I know that's critical to do, and I hate doing that, but I did it anyway.
Homework.
Yeah.
We had to do homework.
Yeah, but it's important. It's important. And I guess why I believe that Right Now Academy is going to be different is we create the program for the client. Yes, we have some templates, if you will. We have an idea of how we want to go about approaching everything. But my goal with the writing piece is to talk with the client, as I do with my clients in Write Choice Services. How do you write? What do you like to write? What's your challenge? And then we'll design a program out of that to help you get the book written. If you want to try and do it in a weekend, good. I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, we don't give templates, fill in the blanks and stuff like that. And I guess that's why part of the reason I'm proud to be affiliated with both of you, because I don't see templates with you ladies.
No. Each one of my clients is an individual. Their business is totally different. And each one of them deserves their own special approach.
Well, and I agree. I think that it's doing a disservice to think that there is just one solution to everybody's problem. I think we're all unique and we all have different reasons for writing and publishing books. You know, there's some common themes. And I know one of the themes of clients that I particularly like to work with, and I know both of you do too, is people that are publishing for a business purpose. And so they are using this as a way to leverage their business into a different level of clientele and to get clients coming to them as opposed to them having to go seek clients and establishing themselves as an expert.
Right.
So, you know, that's really one of the things that I see Right Now Academy doing too is helping people make that journey shorter, because the information will all be in a single place that they can learn from this and be able to, because, you know, frankly, people in business don't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And so anything we can do to shorten that process for them, I think, is going to be a huge advantage.
And the way Right Now Academy is going to be set up, they can do it at their own pace.
Right.
There's not this week you get this, next week you get this, the week after you get this. If you want to do every module in a weekend, as Tim said, we probably don't recommend that. But if you want to do it and if you're up for it, crank up the coffee pot and go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people work better as a sprint mentality, and some people work better in a marathon mentality. So, you know, it is going to fit, depending on what your work style is, it's going to fit the model of where your time chunks are and how you work best.
Right.
The other piece that I like about what we're going to offer is once somebody begins the writing process, they can begin talking with both of you right away, so that as he or she writes, can be thinking, what's it going to take for them, Sandy, to create an audiobook? And Vanessa, you'll be talking to them about, okay, if you want to do that, this is what it means for the layout. This is what it means for the cover design. And we can have everything going at once. It's not a case of, okay, right, now let's go do design. Now let's go get this. Let's get it all going at the same time.
Right, and I think that there's so many things that you can do to start marketing your book and building interest in your book even before it's published. And, you know, I know, Sandy, you teach your clients that as well, that there's steps that you can do that can start, you know, getting the book cover out there and can start getting some audio out there and maybe putting some little YouTube videos out that can create interest and create people being attracted to your topic and getting excited about your topic mm-hmm. so that when your book actually launches, you've already got a platform established of people that are interested in what you have to say.
Well, Sandy, would you talk about what you do with your voice on demand? People know what it is to write, more or less, and they've got a concept of cover design and layout whenever they read a book. What is it that you bring to Write Now Academy?
Well, Voice Work on Demand is an audio production company, and people hear that and they go, huh? Okay. So if you've ever listened to an audiobook, an audio production company made that book for you. They might have hired voice talent, and I do have different people that work with me that we can bring in on the project. Most of the work that I do is my voice, because that's mostly what clients come to me for. They bring in audio that they've already done. So if they've given a speech and it wasn't exactly like they wanted it, maybe somebody in the third row was sneezing or heckling them, or maybe when the speaker listened back to themselves, they said, how many times did I say, Well, I can make it zero. It doesn't matter how many times the speaker said, I can make it zero.
You make people look good.
Oh,
sound good. Sound good. Yes. Yeah.
Because it is audio production. I can do simple video production, like YouTube videos. I will do those for my clients, but it is very simple production. I don't have the patience to do video production, because all of that rendering takes so long, and I just sit there and look at my computer going, what else could I be doing?
Well, but the other thing that we'll be able to do with Write Now Academy is we can actually give people some steps to create their own
Absolutely,
online videos if they want to do it themselves,
mm-hmm.
because it's not hard. There's a,
no.
you know, there's an easy way to do it, you know, using PowerPoint slides. And there's mm-hmm. also an easy way to do it through sites like Animato, where mm-hmm. you can create little videos that, you know, that are very easy to create yourself. So we're going to give people some ideas on how to do that.
And we're also going to teach people how to do things like
exactly.
that. Teach them how to do
exactly.
their own audio products. If they want to learn how to do their own audio book because they've written the book and they feel like the audio book should be in their voice, no problem.
Well,
Write Now Academy can teach you how to do your own audiobook.
And the other thing that I wanted to add to what Sandy was talking about is, you know, several of my clients have taken workshops that they've created and speeches that they've created and then translated those into books. And so that's another way that people can leverage content, is they can take a speech and it's not that they necessarily just transcribe the speech and make it into a book, because you need to clean it up and have it read differently if mm-hmm. it's something you're reading versus something you're saying. But it can be a companion to both the audio and the printed book.
Right.
So, you know, one of my clients took a half day workshop and she turned it into a book, but now she also, you know, could do an audio of a speech that she does about the mm-hmm. book, which she's done, you know, several interviews, and she's done some speeches that I know that she's leveraging all of that and packaging it together in some cases, as well as selling it individually.
Right. And that's a great point that you just made. Packages versus individual sales. If you have 10 things, then you have so many different packages, it'll make your head spin. Plus, you have all the little individual pieces that people can buy individually. Let people have your material the way they want to access it, not the way you want to sell it to them. Packages are great, and that is going to be one of the things that we encourage people to learn about and to think about doing through Write Now Academy.
Well, and Tim, going back to all the shows that we've done with Right Here, Right Now, you know, you mentioned before we've done hundreds of shows and interviewed mm-hmm. hundreds of,
yeah.
I mean, we've 101 shows and we've interviewed hundreds of authors, but we have people like Diana Bohr who talks about creating an umbrella topic and then doing lots of products around that. I know, Sandy, you've worked directly with her helping her create some of those products, but
she's amazing.
There's so many opportunities to do that if you can just kind of see the possibilities, which is part of what we're going to do, is help people see the possibilities, but then teach them how to do that.
A lot of people think about writing a book and putting out a book, you know, the layout and the cover inside a box.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
taking the box away. There
right.
is no box. The internet has made life so different for authors and made life so different for readers that there are four different ways to read a book. Five if you know Braille. six if they can do sign language in your hand, like
right.
Helen Keller had sign language
yeah.
in her hand. Six
yes.
that's six, but I can't teach that.
You
I'm
can't
sorry.
Do that. Well, that's part of what, again, I like that the two of you bring. I'm creative inside my box. I'm creative when it comes to writing and helping people get that stuff down, but after that, I need help, and that's where you all come in. Now, I do want to correct one thing you said, Vanessa. You said we've interviewed almost 250 authors. We have interviewed 250 guests, some of whom were authors.
That's true. Some were business leaders.
Who wanted to write,
right,
or who have thought about writing, and that's part of what we're about. We want to take the fear out of writing. I call it the red ink syndrome in my book on writing secrets, that whether it's real or not, when we were in high school and college, we remember getting back every essay with red ink all over the place. We may or may not have, but it's there, and we want to help people move beyond that. And I want to stress what the two of you have pointed out is we do not have a box. We have ideas. We want to meet with you and find out, how do you want to move with this, and here's how we can do it. One of the thoughts I have, is, as you were talking, Sandy, is, it's Hal Coleman, who is just an amazing kind of marketer, speaker, human being.
And funny guy.
Yeah. He goes by Milton Crabapple from time to time.
I love him.
Yeah. Well, he once gave me the idea that he does it himself. He's made like a 20-minute CD about what his services are. And when he meets somebody, he'll just hand that to him and say, I'll pop this into your CD player on your way home. Well, that's something I know, Sandy, you can do for people.
Absolutely.
If they come with us, you know, and you can help them create that thing. So here, pop this in your CD player as you drive home.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a brilliant marketing idea. And, of course, Milton would think about that.
Of course.
He is phenomenal. Yeah. But that is a really good marketing idea. It's a great way if you want to promote your book and book sales or your topic or your expertise as a speaker. What better way to introduce yourself to somebody who might want to have you come and speak to their business group or networking group or whatever, church group, than to hand them an audio of you actually saying something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hi, I would love to come and talk to your business group, your organization.
And this is what I do. And this is
what
why.
I do. This is what I say. This is what I sound like. I'm kind of human. That's my face on the CD, you know, so you can see that I don't have five eyeballs. It's all right. I'm not going to scare any children.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fun.
Well, and the cool thing, too, with the way technology has progressed and the way that producing things has evolved, that now you can produce books through print on demand and you can produce CDs through print on demand. And
basically,
so you
yes.
don't have to have, you know, garages full of products to make it affordable
piece, yes.
to be able to have these things that can physically be products to that people can have in their hands, as well as digital downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending on how you want to view information, there's lots of options. So I think that it's, and I think that it's really interesting that through the Right Here, Right Now shows, we've gotten so many wonderful ideas from clients and we've gotten so many great knowledge that mm-hmm. has been shared mm-hmm. on the show, and we're going to be taking that knowledge and pulling it into classroom settings so that we actually create, you know, classroom type of situations where we're pulling some of those quotes out and making that integrated into something that people can learn from all these different leaders on a particular topic without having to listen to all 101 shows that we recorded at once.
You've been thinking. I got to say right now, yesterday it was Sandy, I believe, when we were emailing each other about today's broadcast, said, so what's the email address for this? And I said, oh, okay. Well, we have one.
Yay!
And so if any, those of you who are listening and you want to learn more, all you need to do is send an email to info@writenowacademy.com. And no obligation, just send us your questions. Might even send us an email on what you would like to see in the academy as we go about creating it and getting it ready to go.
I do love that
because it's so much fun to see what people are really interested in and to be able to, you know, give them what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And now, Tim, you corrected Vanessa, so I have to correct you. That email question was Vanessa's.
But see, that's why we're a good team, because
yeah.
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter who comes up with the idea.
So,
Vanessa talked about how we have some really good stuff through all the interviews. There was a time when I was out doing a presentation somewhere, and I was asked the question, have you done a show on how to write an article? And I said, no, but give me 3 weeks. And we did. We found some guests to come in, and one was David Galloway of Galloway Consulting, and the other one was Echo Garrett of many different companies, but I think it's the Orange Duffel Bag Foundation, both of whom have written a lot of articles over their professional careers. And so we have that show. You can listen to that. We also have the transcripts from those. So if you don't want to listen, you can read or any of that. But we'll also pull that stuff out. And that's the kind of stuff that we have.
So, Tim, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of an overview of some of the categories that are, I know that you've gone through and you've actually created categories that different shows fit mm-hmm. into that we're going to be, you know, doing different classes and different things on Right Now Academy that kind of fit into some of these categories.
They're going to be categories for classes, but it's also to give that piece of stuff that I don't see out there, encouragement to anyone who wants to write, especially business leaders, professionals, and entrepreneurs. How can you repurpose your career by writing a book? We have them, those who have written books share with us the writing challenges that they faced and how they got over them, overcame them. And I think that's valuable. If you're going to be in a writing program and you need to figure out, you run into a barrier, well, you can listen to some of our shows and see what different people have done to overcome that block. What do I have the authority to write? I'm just Tim. I'm just Sandy. I'm just Vanessa. But somehow or other, we found the authority to write. And that's what I want to help people with. And we've asked a lot of our clients that question, and we've got those articles. We've had people on that have talked about writing, how they've written books for children and youth, dealing with pain, sadness, and trauma. We've had people talk about writing on their faith issues and spirituality, legal issues, all of it. And it just wasn't planned. We just brought them on and right. had great times with them.
Well, and I love too that we've covered things like writing a collaboration and marketing ideas.
That's your forte. Talk about that.
Well, I do love working collaboratively, as I said before, which is part of why I'm so excited about Right Now Academy, is because I get to work collaboratively with both Tim and Sandy, as well as the people that are drawn to this academy. I just so look forward to working with all of them. But I think the beauty of collaboration is you get so many different people's perspective and the advantage of so many different people's knowledge and experience. And I think we all are so unique in the things that we bring to the table because nobody else has the experience and knowledge combination that I have. And nobody else has the experience and knowledge combination that Sandy has. And no one else has the experience and knowledge combination that Tim has. So I think, you know, the three of us come from a different business perspective because we have different expertises, but we also have very unique things that we bring to the table and we have different strengths that we bring to the table. And so, you know, I think that that's an important thing. And in book collaboration, I think that's also really key, that you need to be very clear on what the collaboration is, what everyone's bringing to the table and what's expected of everyone. And so I think that's why the book collaborations that I've done have gone so smoothly, is because everybody's been very clear at the onset as to what would be expected of them and what would happen. And Sandy, you were actually part of my last collaborative book.
And I was so delighted to be part of that book. What a beautiful book that is, The 28-Day Thought Diet.
It is beautiful. And it was interesting because it came together very quickly mm-hmm. From the time I had the idea until we actually published was just a little less than 3 months, which mm-hmm. you know, is remarkable.
Right.
But it was because it was a collaborative book and everybody did a part. We had 25 authors in the book that wrote one or two chapters. So we have a total of 28 chapters and it just came together seamlessly and completely easily.
And it's beautiful. I get great comments on all of the chapters in it.
Yeah, I do too. And it's fun because we all get the advantage of everybody else's marketing mm-hmm. to their contact base. And so you're getting exposure to the people I know, and I'm getting exposure to the people you know, and to the other 23 authors that
right.
are in the book.
Right. And for people who are listening to this and maybe thinking they're thinking what you were talking about, Tim, I don't have the authority to write. What do I have the authority to write about? Well, get your toes wet. Grab all of your friends who are maybe on your tennis team. Mm-hmm. And everybody write a chapter about why they love to play tennis.
Oh, I like that.
And then
that.
You've got a great tennis book.
I like
book.
That.
Right. So you pick one topic and everybody is very clear on what that topic is and writes around that topic.
Or maybe you're trying to compile a family history.
Yeah.
And so you assign each one of your aunts and uncles Tell five stories from when you were growing up or from when you lived over there, or stories that you can tell about dad, because we're going to give him this book as a present at Christmas time. Do a collaborative book that way. There's a thousand different ways to do collaborative works, and that's an easy way to get your feet wet in publishing. And it's also a great way for you to get your feet wet as a writer.
Right. And it's so easy to write 1,000 words as opposed to 30,000 words.
Right.
And you obviously don't have, if in 30,000 words, you have to tie the whole thing together throughout the whole book. But for 1,000 words, you can have a specific thought that you get into the chapter, mm-hmm. and then it builds on everybody else's chapters.
Right. And if you feel like you don't have the authority to write anything, know this. Every single person on this planet is an expert at something.
Right.
Something. What is your passion? What is this thing that just lights you up? And maybe it's telling funny stories. Okay, so you're a comedy expert. Go for it. The world needs a lot of laughs. Let's have some of yours.
Yeah.
Well, how did you come up with the original MBA book?
Honestly, that book was intended to be a gift for my nieces. Mm-hmm. My mom passed away while my nieces were very young, and my mom was a great mother. She loved the process of shaping adults out of children. She was fabulous at it. She was a teacher as much as she was a mother and a parent. She liked answering questions. You know, you almost couldn't say why or how come too often, because she always had an answer, and it was never because I said so. It was, well, the you don't kill the caterpillars because then you don't have butterflies. You know, there mm-hmm. always was the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved doing that. And I was very sad that my nieces missed out on that. And so I decided right after she passed away that I would write down some of my mom's wisdom for my nieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I started writing, I realized my nieces aren't going to buy this book. This is going to be a lot of work. This is a lot of work for people who will never buy a copy of the book. And so I decided that it's still my mother's wisdom. It still was basically for my nieces, but it turned into a book for anybody who either wants to run their own business, is running their own business, or is trying to get into the corporate world or climb the corporate ladder. It's business advice, because what mom was doing as she was raising her kids was giving us great business advice.
And the title is great. The original MBA, Mom's Best Advice. I think that's fabulous.
Right. It does confuse a few people. And so now I'm getting prepared to confuse them with it's not my next book, because I've got another book I'm working on. So it's going to have to be my next to the next book. But the follow-up to the original MBA is going to be the original PhD, Life Lessons from a Phenomenal Dad.
Whoa, that's good.
Don't steal my title, y'all.
And, you know, kind of going back to that idea of being an expert, I think that you also don't necessarily have to be an expert. You can just write from your perspective and your experience.
Which is your expertise.
Right. So, for example, the collaborative book, Improv to Improve Your Business, I took a 10-week improv workshop and completely understood how these principles of improv translated into me making my business better, mm-hmm. me being able to perform better for my business. And so what that has turned into was not only being part of this collaborative book and having the idea for it and getting people together to do that. We had 9 co-authors in that book that all wrote about how taking the improv principles that helped their business. But that's also has been a very popular speaking topic for me. And so I've been able to go and speak in front of groups on that topic, even though, you know, I don't feel qualified to teach improv. I know, you know, I can tell them some improv exercises, and I can tell them stories about how these principles of improv have helped me and have helped other people with their business. So, you know, don't feel like you have to be the ultimate expert to be able to write a book. Just write from your perspective and from your heart and bring yourself to the table.
And what your idea is. And that's absolutely right.
And for people who are afraid of the word expert, let me break this down the way that my friend Wendy Kinney did. Because I was afraid to use the word audio expert on me. I could say I'm your audio enabler, but I didn't want to say expert, because there are so many people who know so much more about audio
than
I do.
Even though you've been in radio and audio for your whole career.
My whole entire career, yes. I've been working with audio, yes. But there are people who know more than I do. And so I didn't want to say expert because I don't want those people laughing at me. But she pointed out, she said, if somebody asks you a question about doing audio, could you answer the question? Yeah. If somebody asked you to do something with their audio, could you do it? Yeah. Would you say you know more than 90% of the people in America do about audio? And I thought about it for a minute, and I had to try to do the math in my head. And I've worked in radio since 1977, and I've worked with audio since that time. I mean, I go back to the days of using quarter-inch magnetic tape and a splicing block and a grease pencil and some splicing tape. That's how I learned how to edit audio. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, okay, 10% of Americans do not work in radio, don't work in recording studios. Now, that's got to be less than, okay, yeah, I know more than 10%. If I know more than 90% of people in America, then yeah, okay, I can be an audio expert.
Well, and I think the other part of that is if somebody asks you a question that you don't know, do you know where to go get the answer?
Absolutely.
And that's the other key is if you know where to go to get the answer, then that's all you need.
And if you have the spirit, this is really key too, if you have the spirit that makes you want to go look up the answer with that person,
yeah,
so you both learn at the same time, or as soon as you learn the answer, you call that person or email them or text them. Okay, here's the question. Thank you so much for asking me about that because now we both learned.
Right.
That's the hallmark of an expert.
Well, and I think the speed of business is changing so quickly and the landscape's changing so fast with the way technology keeps evolving, that I know all of us continue to learn from our clients and continue to find new tools and learn new things of doing things. And I think that that's really part of what we're going to be bringing to the table with mm-hmm. Right Now Academy as well is, you know, there's a quote that says, when nothing is sure, everything is possible.
Right.
And I think that that's really where we are now is that nothing is sure because everything continues to change and evolve. And so there's possibilities abounding. And so we're just going to give people a step into the possibilities that are available to them.
I like that perspective. Mm-hmm. And what comes to my mind is what we're offering is you don't have to pack up and go away for 5 days and spend a lot of money and sit and listen to lectures. You can do that if you want, but you can go off to the motel of your choice.
Right.
And take your laptop with you and listen to that stuff. So it really, you had said earlier, Sandy, that it's, you know, it's not a package thing. It's on your own speed, your own, whatever you want to do. And that's what we offer. And, you know, when you talk about credentials, when I purchased Right Choice Services, I was constantly getting the question, the statement, you must have a degree in English. No. Then you must have taken creative writing. No. And that was debilitating. You know. So then the person who founded the company said, Tim, talk about what you've done. And I've written essays, so to speak, for 25 years, one a week for 25 years, lived in 7 different parts of the United States, 1 foreign country. As I say to folks, I have to understand whether I should talk about a poor boy, a hoagie, a sub, you know, whatever. Because in different areas, you know, pop, soda, and Coke. They're all the same thing, but you better use the right phrase wherever mm-hmm. you are. And that's what I bring to the writing experience is that universal kind of thing. And all of us have that. We may not have the degree in our area of expertise now, but boy, we've got the School of Hard Knocks. Not only the BA, but the MBA and the PhD
that's
on that
right.
one.
Well,
right.
And even people with degrees, I think, will find great benefit with Right Now Academy because the degree only gives you a first step
that's
into
right.
the tools. And so and maybe some of the university programs are changing now to where they're teaching people more about publishing. But I think in general, it's not teaching you how to get out there and publish. It's teaching you the tools of good writing mm-hmm. and how to write well. And so, you know, we're going to have some of that in
yes.
part of the academy, but we're also going to teach people how to get their stuff out of themselves and out there into the world so they can make an impact with the things they have to say.
And we're not even online and active yet, but we're already planning a second division, should we say that. I have 2 individuals that are independent contractors with Right Choice Services who are also high school English teachers. And they're in the process, well, this summer they've committed to creating a high school division for the Right Now Academy.
I'm so excited about that part.
Yeah. Well, I want to see what they've been teaching. That's my hidden agenda. But no, we really want to have this be full service. And to the best of our ability, we are not going to give you hype. We're just going to tell it to you true. In fact, I'll tell you right now, 80% of all books published every year in their lifetime sell under 300 copies. So if you sign up for a writing school in which they say, hey, you're going to make money, yeah, you might be able to go to McDonald's for dinner. I tell people now, having 6 books out there and all the sales and the profits I make, I get to take Marta out to O'Charlie's once a year. But that's not why I'm in the business. Right. You know, I have my books to establish myself as to what I can do. I haven't done the job of marketing that I should, but now I know how to do that, and mm-hmm. it's going to be different on the way out.
Well, and I think, too, that especially if business folks are interested in writing a book, they need to measure their return on investment mm-hmm. differently than just how many books have I sold. You know, you need to measure by how many clients did I get because of this book being out there? How many opportunities did I get to speak to associations and trade conferences because I have a published book? How many chances have I had to be interviewed on radio shows and to be quoted in media articles because I've because I'm a published author? So I think, you know, that all of those things have to be incorporated into the return on investment when you're looking at the ROI of publishing a book.
Absolutely.
Well, Sandy, can you say more about that from your own perspective? What has happened because of Mom's Best Advice?
Oh, that's wonderful. I have companies that keep coming back and saying, I need 5 more copies. I need 14 more copies. I need 7 more copies because we've got some new hires. I've got several companies that give them to every new hire that walks in the door. Now, that's gratifying. That is not why I wrote the book, but mm-hmm. it's really nice to know that the information is being so well received because it is just down to earth. But the best thing that happened since I published the book was the thank you notes I got from my nieces when they got it for Christmas.
Is that right?
That's, for me, that was my heart.
That made it all, didn't it?
They loved it. They loved it.
Well, and I think, too, that, you know, as we were mentioning earlier, even if you write on topics that are not even related to your business, you'll see positive effects in your business from publishing those books. Mm-hmm. Sandy and I both have a common client, Walter Lawrence, who he loves Texas. He's from Texas, and he loves Texas, and he got interested in writing, and he always loves writing short stories, but he's got a CPA firm. But he started writing these short stories and published a book, Take Me to Texas. And then he came to Sandy and said, oh, I want to do an audio version of this. And then he got so excited about the voiceover of Moby, who mm-hmm. Sandy hooked him up with through her company, that he decided to do a whole nother series of short stories that Moby is doing the audio. And he's really taken that into a whole nother venue of business for him that has nothing to do with his CPA firm.
Well, and then there's something that you may not know. He has an old college buddy that has retired, but he's always been told that he has a great voice and he should be doing voiceover. Well, this guy does really, I mean, I hear that a lot. People tell me, mm-hmm. People say I have a great voice and I need to be doing voiceover. So if you ever need a voice like mine, just call me.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I've written several blog posts on that. So I direct them to the blog post because voiceover is a business. But I met with this guy and he's a wonderful man and he does have a beautiful voice. And he also is a very quick study. So I am teaching him how to produce and how to voice. And Walter is writing stories. There's going to be another series.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wow. Not Texas stories.
That's exciting.
Yep. So Walter is very excited about having things not just out as a regular book, but also as an audio book, also as audio stories. He's fabulous at marketing, doing the little YouTube clips, and he has, you know, the Facebook pages. He's all into this. I would like a million clients like Wally. He's fun.
Well, and I think, you know, the advantage of, you know, Right Now Academy is that we're going to teach people how to follow their passion. And so whether it's strictly for business or whether it's strictly, you know, not for business or a combination of the two, you know, things can happen from a business perspective from following your passion on something that you didn't perceive as being a business opportunity at the beginning.
Exactly. Exactly.
Follow your bliss, as mm-hmm. Joseph Campbell says.
Yep.
Well, you know what's happening? You know what the line is usually at this point?
We can't be out of time already.
The clock is on us.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine that. And I didn't even let you give you a chance to give your own contact information. So let's make up for that right now. Of course, we want everybody to contact us at info@writenowacademy.com. However, If you want the top-notch layout cover design, what do they do, Vanessa?
Vanessa Lowry, and the website is connectforleverage.com, and that's the number four. So connect and the number four leverage.com.
And to get that exquisite voice on demand touch from Sandy.
That website is at Sandy Weaver Carmen, and my website is voiceworkondemand.com.
Any final comment either one of you would like to make?
Well, Tim, I think you should tell people your contact information for Right Choice Services, too.
I'm not doing very good by me today.
I know. You're making us look good, but you need to pump yourself, too.
Oh, well, okay. I appreciate that. Right Choice Services, WRITE, choiceservices.com.
And so we'd love any of, you know, we'd love any of your suggestions on what you'd like to see in Right Now Academy. And, you know, as Tim said, you can email any of us directly or to the Right Now Academy email address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, great. Well, Right Here, Right Now is brought to you each week by Right Choice Services. You can learn more about Right Choice Services, here we go again, and how we help individuals write the book they've always wanted at rightchoiceservices.com. We encourage you to tell your friends about the show, send them an email, invite them to listen to all the archive shows that we've done on Right Here, Right Now. I got to thank Sandy and Vanessa for joining me today, and especially Sandy for letting us be in your studio.
It's fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
It's fun to have people in here. Usually
yeah,
it's just me. I'm talking to myself. This is great.
It's been an amazing journey.
It has been, and I've been so grateful that you've let me be on this journey with you with Right Here, Right Now. So thank you.
Well, one of the things is I talked with Stone Payton of BRX this past week, and he said, no, you're going on hiatus because we want you to come back and we want you to do special shows from time to time. And so my mind's already working on that. And in a way, this is our very first special show talking about the Right Now Academy. Oh. Well, I am Tim Morrison, and I invite you to join us at the archives at righterrightnow.businessradiox.com. And join us next online at the most supportive writing community, Right Now Academy. And that's at rightnowacademy.com.